buildings and more numerous ships of the city of Ardvuskdia were just visible on the far side of the strait. Mawat and Vastai, I knew, but I had not seen you before, and so I looked closely. Slight and shorter than Mawat, it would be a wonder if you were not. The residents of the fortress in Vastai eat so much better, and so much more regularly, than the peasant farmers who were your likely origins. You had cut your hair close to your scalp, a single arm ring and the haft of your knife at your side the only gold on you, your trousers, shirt, boots and cloak solid and sturdy, all dull greens and browns. The hilt of your sword was wood, wrapped with leather, undecorated. You sat stiff in the saddle, even at a walk, possibly because you'd woken early to a summons and then ridden for 3 days with only what rest the horses required, and likely before you became a soldier, you'd had very little experience riding. Mawat said, "We've made good time, it seems, and the instrument is still with us, or there'd be black flags on the tower, and lots of movement in the tower yard, and even if there were, we don't have to rush now. It would be easier for you, and the horses for that matter, if we went the rest of the way at a walk, I think." And then, at the expression on your face, "What is it?"
"It's just..."
You took a breath. It's clear that you trust him more than you trust a lot of other people in the world, or I suspect you wouldn't have been there riding beside him. And you must have concluded that he trusts you, though perhaps his is a more confident trust. He has so much power over you, and you none over him.
"My lord, people usually don't just talk about that."
"People generally don't, even in Vastai. The Raven's Lease himself does, and his heir, and his close family, and their servants, of course. People so often forget the servants." "I haven't said anything secret," said Mawat, "or anything I'm not allowed to say." Was it strange to hear him talk of his father's impending death so blithely? For the death of the Raven's Lease of Iriden would be the necessary consequence of the instrument's death, and as heir, Mawat would step into his father's place, commit himself to dying when the next Raven's instrument died. Mawat's father's rule as Raven's Lease had fallen less harshly on the common people of Iriden than it might have, which wasn't to say he'd been particularly generous or the peasantry noticeably happy during his tenure. But he could have been worse, and a new lease was an unknown quantity. Accordingly, the people of Iriden generally spoke of Mawat's father only to wish him long life. "You're young enough for that to have been as long as you've been alive." You both rode for a while in silence. Sheep dotted fields to either side of the road. Two ravens high above, swooping and soaring, black shapes in the blue of the sky. Mawat frowning as you rode, until finally he said, "Eolo." You looked at him, your expression wary.
"My lord?"
"I know I promised I wouldn't pry, but when I'm Lys, I'll be able to ask for things. I mean, anyone can, but there's always a question of whether or not the Raven will listen, and there's always a price. The Raven will at least hear me out, and my price is already paid, or it will be. I can ask for some extra favours. The Raven is a powerful god. He could make it so you could..." He gestured vaguely. "So you could be who you are."
"I already am who I am,"
you snapped.
"My lord."
And after a few moments of silence,
"That's not why I'm here."
"No, it's not," replied Mawat, affronted. And then, recollecting himself, "You're here because that's not why you're here." He gave an apologetic smile.